What is good? It's me, your friend, the neighborhood nerd, the Babbo, and welcome back to Babbo's Block. I am here again, trying to catch back up for literally like last week as well as this week. Just want to make sure you guys are back on regular scheduled programming. And yeah, I was down and out for the count because of a sinus infection. I'm feeling a lot better this week. And of course, I'm ready to delve back into this. So if you want to say this, is it below? If this is your first time joining me, thank you for tuning into this weekly block party we have. And if this is your 18th, 27th, 34th time or whatever, what up, Doug? Thank you for coming back, and I'm glad to see you again. So, of course, I want to go ahead and start off with our sponsors for this week. We are sponsored by the Living Heroes Kickstarter by Steph I Will and her webcomic that she's going to be putting out. She wants to put out a 24-page comic book that's based upon the Marvel girls in a living single type of world. Right now, currently, you guys can go to our feed and listen to a bonus episode between me and Steph, and we talk about the Kickstarter and everything that is, and you can find the links to the Kickstarter there, but I also put them down in the description below. Currently, when I'm talking, as of right now, the Kickstarter is at $13,041, and we're trying to reach our stretch goal of 15K so we can make physical copies of Living Heroes. Right now, there are only 17 days left to go, so you guys go ahead and get in there and show some support, show some love to Steph, and you guys will be heavily rewarded. So currently on the tiers for the pledges, you have your dollar. That's just basically you're giving your love. You have $5 where you're in the 90s kind of world. You get a digital previews of Living Heroes, behind the scenes updates, and a digital copy of the book itself, of the comic. And in 15, you're glad you got your girls, or glad my guy. And you also get the digital copy of behind the scenes updates, but you as well get in a Living Heroes sticker pack. You can also see like little perks and stuff is on here. There's a $100 tier where you get everything encompassing, and you also get the I Am the Captain Now hoodie that Sam wears in the comics. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on here. You guys definitely go ahead and check out the Kickstarter, and I'm happy to be a proud supporter and backer of my homie Stephanie, and you guys will get some amazing stuff out of this. As well, we're also sponsored by my Patreon campaign. That is where you can do the most good and do the most support for this podcast and for my brand. You can go over to patreon.com/Babbo. That's patreon.com/BOBBO, and you guys can go ahead and sign up for one of the tiers over there, starting from $1 to about $35. You get different little perks and packages within the tiers, so go ahead and read up and check out what I have to offer for you guys as well too. Alright, so got that out of the way, and now we will move into the weekend update. I haven't found the music yet, so you guys are gonna have to deal with that until I do. I did a lot, so there was a lot of stuff that was going on. Let me go ahead and first and state and acknowledge I was supposed to be out at InfinityCon in Lake City. I do apologize. I was very sick, and I did not want to infect anybody. If you guys listened to the last episode of Babbo's Block Under the Weather, you will hear why I did not make it out to InfinityCon. I really wanted to do my best to make it out there, but on the 7th, I got up, and I was way out of it, and I would not have been good to anybody. So, especially with a lot of this health scare going on, I decided it was probably best that I stayed home. But as I said, the Infinity Con went off wonderfully. I kept up with the tweeting updates. I kept up with a lot of Instagram posts for people who were out there. For those who were out there wanting to see me, I do apologize again. But I was not feeling too good, but I am better now. So next con, I will be out there. But that may be something we have to talk about too. So, as well, I want to give a shout out to the homies at the Shortbox Podcast. If you guys don't listen to the Shortbox Podcast, they are Jacksonville's premier comic book podcast. And it's Bader, Cordero, Cesar, and Ashley on the mics over there. And they are Back onto their normal schedule, too. They had to take a quick hiatus, but they are back on their normal recording, and you guys can check them out anywhere you stream podcast, and you can also check out their Patreon as well. So, I was a featured question over there, and I want to tell those guys thank you, and I'm glad that I got to be a part of that, and I love collaborating and working with those guys over there. But yeah, I know to Cesar, I know I'm younger than you, but I'm not that young, man. I'm not a whippersnapper. I asked the question about their favorite indie comics. If you guys want to go listen to that episode, it is their episode 279, I want to say. 279, and I think it's called Suck a Duck. Yes, the 2-time Eisner Award winning Suck a Duck. yeah, I asked them about indie comics that they're into. They gave me a great list, and if you guys really want to go and check those out, you have comic shops everywhere, man. Like, so yeah, so go and get my homies at the Short Box Podcast a listen. And also go ahead and go to your local comic store and give them some support and love, okay? Also want to give a shout out to all of my homies over there at NPN Network. They went down to PodFest this previous weekend, down there in Orlando, Florida. They got a lot of great information, met a lot of new podcasts, and they work with our affiliates, the Black Pod Collective. We are a Black Pod Collective affiliated podcast. You guys should check out everybody in the Black Pod Collective fan by going to BLK. I'm sorry, hold on. Yeah, BLK PODC OLLECTIVE. And that's on Instagram. And you can go to their website at BLK. Yeah, Black Pod Collective. That's BLK Pod Collective, okay? And you can check out all of the affiliated podcasts, all of the members and everything that are involved with Black Pod Collective. This is a strong group of people. Strong group of shows, man. Their mission is to change the landscape of podcasting by providing visibility, developing strong brand partnerships, and creating platforms where African Americans within the podcast industry can be showcased and promoted. I'm happy to be affiliated with this podcast collective, and these ladies are really on it. For sure, I will be going to talk about a lot of other things that involve the podcast community. So when I get to that again in the podcast docket, I'll definitely probably try to see if I can have those ladies on onto the show. So moving along as well into the weekend update. I think that's probably about it all I can remember. Again, I was mostly sick. I was down, out for the count. So yeah, so this is me trying to catch back up again, all right? So, moving right along to the upcoming events. Right now, as I told you guys, I will be at Duval Comics and Zines Festival down there at the Public Library in Jackson, March 28th. I will be there as myself, the Babo, but I will be promoting my new zine that is going to be debuting there, Voices in Bold. This will be the accompanying literature that will go with my new podcast movement of doing live shows and live events for the podcast in Northeast Jacksonville or Northeast Florida. So I am excited about that. You guys can check out a lot of other vendors and everything that is going to be there, and you guys can follow the Duval Zine and Comic Books Festival on Instagram. I think it's at DZC Festival, and you guys can check out their vendor spotlights and the other people who will be showcasing their work and doing workshops during this festival. So it's going to be dope. Also on that same day as well, because I always love pulling double duty, I'll be down at Chef 7 Studios, and I will be wrestling as Bobby Ledger, or the Gang Changer, down there. And you guys can come out and see me. Hit me up for tickets if you really want to come and watch me wrestle. I know a lot of people always say, hey, I want to catch you at the ring. And like, say, yeah, I have tickets. So let me know, man. Let me know. Let me know. I don't know why I did that, but hey, still probably a little bit delirious from all this medicine. But yeah, come see me wrestle, man. I would love to have you guys in the crowd cheering me on. It'll be dope. It'll be awesome. Me and the the bus, got into a little bit of scrap with Alex G, Soul Man Alex G down there last time we were at Champ 7 Pro Studios. So we'll see what happens when it comes up in the near future, all right? So hopefully won't be no trouble. They'll start it, won't be nothing. So yeah. All right, I think that's it for these things I have coming up. If I do have any other events or any appearances coming up, I'll definitely update you guys on Twitter or Instagram. So go ahead and be sure to follow me at BoboFNN. That's BoboFNN on both those platforms. And I'll be able to keep you in the loop. All right, so now we're going to go around the block and go around the net. And yeah, it's a lot to talk about this week, man. A lot. All right, so let's go ahead and start this off with something that I found out interesting. Apparently, there's going to be a Bleach 20th anniversary, and I think it's going to be a movie, and it looks to be called Face Again. So Bleach Face Again was trending not too long ago, probably about, like I said, last week, around like last Friday or something like that. And yeah, it's been noted that Tite Kubo will be working on this project, and they're going to announce something probably by March 21st. So I'm excited to see what happens with that. I was a huge Bleach fan when it came out. So yeah, to see that they're getting a proper 20th anniversary, I'm excited. I'm too super stoked. I don't know why I said it like that, but yes, I am super hyped for it. Okay. Next up in the block, Modern Warfare. Well, we're gonna have a lot of gaming news today, just to let you guys know. Modern Warfare put out an announcement for their new War Zones. Downloadable, or the new DLC that's going to be out now, or I think it's out now, and yeah, it is a big doozy. So if you already currently have Modern Warfare, you'll be able to download Warzone, and it will only be an 18 to 22 gigabyte download once completed. Modern Warfare, you'll have it where unlock all the Warzone panels and maps and stuff like that, which was previously classified, and you can enter the lobby and play in the Warzone Warzone maps. For non-owners, you have to download the full Call of Duty Modern Warfare and War Zones, and that will be available for download for you, but it is 83 to 101 gigabytes. Holy crap. Just for the Warzone download is a little bit steep, dog. I don't even know how that's going to look on like somebody's data when they have to download that for the first time, and their cable company's going to be like, yo, whoa, chill. So we have to kind of like look at it as a perspective. If you didn't have Modern Warfare and you want to get War Zones, just play with a friend, dog. I don't know what to tell you. It's free to play, but like that downloads, it's jigamundus. I can't even fathom trying to put that on like my PlayStation 4 or on my computer or whatever, man. That takes up so much space. All right, so moving right along to the next topic on the block. We actually had a nice little story. Sebastian Stan got together with a lot of his friends and a lot of the casted crew from the Marvel MCU universe, and he celebrated Bucky Barnes' 107th birthday on March 10, 1917. Bucky Barnes was born, and Sebastian Stan, being it's really into character, and he loves being Bucky. He had to celebrate. He helped him celebrate that birthday. So I was super excited to see this little video he put out, and it was him blowing out a cake with 107 candles. Well, 107 numbers, the number 107 in candles on there, because 107 candles, Jesus Christ, that would have been whew. So yeah, happy birthday, Bucky. And I also want to say big shout out to the number one mascot over there at Nintendo, because March 10th was also Mario Day. I hope you guys were able to celebrate and enjoy Mario Day. I know I did. I went ahead and started harassing turtles and random mushrooms out in my yard, and I went and picked up a princess or two. So yeah, I was out there getting it, out there riding around and getting it. Speaking of Nintendo, there is a rumor that Nintendo has another Direct, or Nintendo Nintendo Direct on the way. And putting the final stages on there and the nice little, like, bells and whistles. So we're going to go ahead and see what they do with that. This ties into another news story, because it may be pertinent or necessary for everybody to do digital, like, platforms for when it comes to the announcements and everything, because this year E3 has been canceled. E3 was one of those shows that were kind of on the chopping block or on the little leery end, and it's because of the coronavirus, and a lot of people are very leery of very big gatherings as of right now. E3 has officially been canceled. They put out an official statement. The ESA, who runs and puts on E3, they're responsible for the annual convention. They said, after careful consultation with our member companies regarding the health and safety of everyone in our industry, our fans, our employees, our exhibitors, and our longtime E3 partners, we have made the difficult decision to cancel E3 2020, scheduled for June 9th through 11th in Los Angeles. And that's huge. So we always say that there's probably, like, no real need for E3 each and every year, but, like, this is still a mecca or hub for a lot of vendors and a lot of indie companies to get their stuff out there. So I know for sure, we know PlayStation wasn't going to be there. We know Nintendo wasn't going to be there. I think Microsoft is still going to be there, but they're going to be down in the theater down the road. But we look forward to E3 every year. It's a huge gathering. And as I said, we have been leery about these conventions and everything because of the scare of the coronavirus, and they've already canceled South by Southwest, and they've already started putting people on lockdown, and they've canceled schools here in America. It's really crazy. Somebody put it perfectly that coronavirus is so dangerous that we're canceling everything fun, but yet we haven't canceled work yet. So I we'll see what happens, man. People are really running scared. A lot of universities are telling their students not to come back after spring break. They've shut down campus relations, and they shut down the dorms and stuff like that. So yeah, it's kind of shaky right now. So we'll see how it all plays out. I said that last time on here, so we'll definitely be able to kind of work things out on this. Moving along into Marvel news, we got our first looks. We got our final look at the Black Widow movie through the final Black Widow trailer, and it is stunning. And someone put together a dope edit of all of the Taskmaster scenes from the trailers, and they mirrored it to all of the Avengers doing that particular move. So he's mimicked Hawkeye, he's mimicked Captain America, he's mimicked Spider-Man, he's mimicked Black Panther. Like, it's a really in-depth way that they've developed this character, and I can't wait to see how it plays out on the big screen. I'm really in it for Red Guardian, because I fucking love I love characters like him. So yeah, hopefully he makes it through and lives, and they do something more with him, man. Sticking in Marvel land, we got verified confirmation that Mark Ruffalo has signed on for She-Hulk. So She-Hulk has been in pre-stage of productions. They're getting all the cast and everything together. We still have not found a She-Hulk, but we know that the Hulk will be on there. And if you guys do not know the origins of She-Hulk, Jennifer was Bruce's cousin who needed a blood transfusion, and Mark was, well, I keep calling him fucking Mark. And Bruce was the only match, even with his gamma-radiated blood. But with that being said, the gamma-radiated blood did the same transformation for her as it did for him, and she gained a Hulk form. She decides to stay in her Hulk form, just like Professor Hulk, but like, because she has way more control over it, and she doesn't fight the Hulk inside of her. She's very at peace and one with herself, and she's still, like, loads of light years ahead of Bruce when it comes to mastering her inner shit. So yeah, she can be angry and not definitely Hulk out, but now she does in the comics currently have a second Hulk bulked up for him. So yeah, so we'll see how that plays out onto the small screen. It comes to Disney Plus. We still haven't gotten a specific date or time frame yet, but it will be coming to Disney Plus, and I think it's that same format of 6 episodes, 1 hour long each or so. So yeah, I can't wait to see where we put her in the Marvel Universe. Alright, moving right along. As I told you guys, I was listening to the Shortbox podcast, and this is something that I kind of did not hear about a couple weeks ago, but it's something I wanted to talk about now because this is a big, big thing. So when I was listening, they went over a story that Dan Didio, the co-publisher over at DC Comics, has been released or fired, and that's wow. A lot of people, if you're not a hardcore comic book fan, won't know the name Dan Didio unless you do conventions or stuff like that. But Dan Didio is the man who was responsible for DC's New 52. It is basically like his baby. And he took a lot of flack and a lot of heat for a lot of shit that happened over the years, so the past 10 years, for DC Comics. Because he was a starch proprietor for a lot of change and things like that. But he was also very strict in the way he works, people say. Very micromanaging, and he's very, like, he runs a tight ship. He doesn't like any slack or any BS, basically. He's had a mixed legacy or relationship with a lot of people, but a lot of people do show him major respect because, again, he's the one who took a lot of that heat, and he got them a lot of their jobs for a lot of these illustrators and writers. He took a chance on a lot of these veterans who are now veterans, but they were new and upcoming artists and writers and stuff at the time. And Dan Didio was like, "Yeah, I fucks with it. I fucks with the vision. Let's go." And yeah, it's sad to see that he's out. And rumors have been swelling that it's because of the new 5G launch that they're going to be doing over there at DC, and they didn't like the direction where it was actually going. So we're going to have to kind of see what happens with 5G and see if it actually goes through at this point. So I'm super, I don't know, leery or excited to see the future of DC Comics, but I'm also just like, wow, like, major changes, major fast changes too. They did get a actual statement from Jim Lee, the other co-producer or publisher, and he said that they're not going to replace or put another person in Dan Didio's position. It's just Dan Didio is no longer working for the company, and that's it. And whew, so yeah, this is going to be real crazy, man. So yeah, we'll have to see how this plays out. Getting back into Marvel stuff, Avengers Campus over in Disneyland in California has been revealed, and they're showing you guys what they're going to be doing as well. They're actually going to be doing a lot, so you get to go to the Avengers compound, you get to be a Avenger Initiative inductee and stuff like that. They have like a Spider-Man ride where Tom Holland Spider-Man will be web-slinging around with you guys. It's called Web Slingers, a Spider-Man adventure, and there's a Guardian of the Galaxy ride or attraction. That's Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. This is going to be one of the largest assemblies of these heroes any place, anytime, and anywhere, says Dan Fields, who is the executive creative director of Disney Parks Live Entertainment. Yeah, I'm excited, man. I am super excited because this is kind of like the Star Wars attraction. Like, I just want to walk in there and just cry as I walk around, dog. Like, it's been a long time coming for something like this, and I can't wait to see how it all plays out too as well over there. And, if this is anything like the Star Wars attraction, it's gonna be lit. It's gonna be fire, and I'm super happy. Alright, and lastly, this will move us into our Nerdgasm for today. There's been a major announcement over at GameStop. GameStop has hired the illustrious, the incomparable, Reggie Fils-Aimé. And if you guys know Reggie is the former head of Nintendo America, and he is a meme lord. But yeah, he's a guy to get shit done. He's been in the industry for a while, and he ran Nintendo for 13 years. Before that, he worked for like Pizza Hut, and he worked for other major companies and got shit done, dog. And people are saying that if there's anybody to save GameStop, it's going to be Reggie. And I initially was kind of, I don't know, I'll get into it in my nerdgasm about it, but like, so yeah, this is the big news that came out yesterday or so, that Reggie will be on the board of directors, and this is a major play for GameStop, because they've been kind of bleeding and hemorrhaging at the neck, man. So yeah, so we'll have to see what happens with this next development, but we will talk about this more into our nerdgasm. So I'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll go ahead and come back after this musical interlude, and we will talk about how my body is ready. Kick it here after the block. All right, thank you guys again for kicking it here with me on the block. Yeah, man, it's been a bit of crazy news. So like I said, before we took a break, I went ahead and told you guys about Reggie being assigned to the new board of directors over there at GameStop. And it brings up the question of, can GameStop be saved? We all know that GameStop has been going through its problems as of right now. It's been closing stores, firing managers, firing employees. They've been thinking about doing a whole rebrand into like a retro gaming store type model. And yeah, it's honestly been like the final days, or looked like they've been the final days for GameStop. This is, in my opinion, a major desperation move to bring in somebody of that caliber of a Reggie to kind of try and save the brand, save the store line as we see it. But is it actually possible? Reggie is amazing. I love Reggie. Reggie has done wonders with Nintendo America. He brought us so many actual like aspects of gaming, and he was a part of a lot of development over there as well for how things are done and, well, how things are presented to the American audience. Like I told you, he was with Pizza Hut, and he brought us stuff like The Big New Yorker, or he brought us a lot of the more outrageous type deals when it came to Pizza Hut and stuff like that. So he knows his stuff. He knows how to revamp a company. He knows how to bring fresh ideas and fresh energy into a like a downtrodden or dead vessel. And Reggie is probably the best person to call in a time of a crisis. But I've been talking with a couple of people, and I think I agree with their sentiments that it may be a little too late for GameStop. Overall, GameStop has had a very mixed reaction through the game community, because we go there because that's just where you go to get games now. Like, we'll talk about it in a second, but yeah, that's just where you went to get games. Like, you go there, get your game, get your console, or you go there, put in your pre-order and stuff like that, and you just deal with the crappy politics of GameStop. We've all had the experience, or we've all been able to say that GameStop has cheated us a time and again, because we'll come with like hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of games in our hand, and they were like, I'll give you $5 and $20 store credit for all of that shit, and you just gotta have to either deal with it or walk away with all that old stuff, man. And like, things evolve so quickly that you really don't get the value of, or they've made it to where like you really don't see the value in trade-ins, or you don't see the actual like recoup of losses when you do when you buy this technology or you buy this software or hardware or whatever, man. GameStop has kind of soured our approach to when we do things, so it's really hard to see how they can really bounce back from that aspect, just the overall outlook of the brand, or how people may see it negatively or may view it as like a toxic kind of environment. And you get a lot of dude bros or whatever there too, and I've always heard from a lot of the women who've worked at GameStop that like it's a terrible place to interact with other gamers, because you're doing your job and they don't act like you can do your job because you have a vagina. And yeah, and it's stupid. Everybody can game, dog. And it breeds such a weird culture. But we'll have to see what Reggie can do to revamp the brand or the outlook of GameStop. But here's my thing about GameStop. I feel that the actual industry itself has outgrown GameStop. It has evolved past what we are actually at. We do a lot of things online now, and we do have a lot of digital streaming services. And with the rise of such things as Stadia from Google, Play Anywhere from Xbox in the new Xbox format, you have PlayStation Now, and you have a lot of these other companies who are moving into a more non-physical format for their games, for their consoles and things like that. And you don't see many people really having to pull up to a GameStop unless it's a super exclusive pre-order bonus package type deal thing. That's why GameStop was thinking of rebranding itself to like more of a comic book style or retro gaming tiles type store, where they sell a lot of merchandise and they sell a lot of amenities such as like coffee or food and stuff like that or whatever. And that's how they've really been currently recouping their losses, selling like the Funko Pops and selling the figurines and statues and other merch and stuff like that, and like shirts and things. That's how they've really been trying to like stop the hemorrhaging of this loss that they've been taking. Games aren't selling like they used to physically. Games are still prevalent in a major industry in this landscape, but they're not physically selling copies or discs and things like that like they used to. A lot of people probably would prefer to just like get on their console, hit a button, download, and stream a game. And Stadia is making it to where like you don't even have to use new storage to play these games. Stadia, you can play these games all online through the access of the actual Stadia store, and you don't have to have something to store this stuff on. All you need is the controller, all you need is the access to the Stadia account and things like that, and boom, you have a huge plethora of games at your disposal just to pay for and then run through, dog. And like it's crazy how I feel like the industry has lapped and left GameStop, but GameStop is still in that same like early 2000s, like, oh, we're like this and we're going to stay like this type mindset. And I think that's really what has changed, because I'll say it right here, right now, a lot of the stuff that I would buy from GameStop, I can get anywhere else, such as like Amazon, a Best Buy, or whatever like that. And they have better perk systems and better availability. And like, say, with the actual rise of like Gamefly, I don't know how many people still use Gamefly, but stuff like that, where it was like a Netflix type model, where I can get a game, get as many games as I want, play them for a bit, and then send them back without having to like recoup any losses, because you pay a membership or a actual like service fee. So yeah, stuff like that, that's more where people's heads are at, but I'm really confused on how GameStop is going to rebuild that rapport, that connection with the gaming community, once they've, like said, decided to rebrand. Would you think that they would have to kind of even change their name? Would they even be GameStop anymore? Would they even be the same red and white company that we've known for so long? Or would they try and do something new? It's hard to tell. Like I said, a lot of stores in my city have closed. There's still some of the go-to stores where I know I can go to a GameStop. But I personally have not stepped foot into a GameStop in about 2.5 years, like, yeah, like, I either get it from a friend or I order it. Like, that's it. I haven't gone into a GameStop. I haven't, like, had to sit there, like, search the shelves and get things like that. I order all of my gaming controllers, I order my adapters, I order my games and stuff online, and they come to me in the mail through Amazon, or I go on Steam and I order through there and stuff. Now, like, I don't have to deal with GameStop like that, and it's, again, either the same price or cheaper than if I were to go into the store in GameStop and try to actually get something. So yeah, I'm not sure how well this move will be. Like I said, I feel like it's a desperation move, but I hope the best for Reggie and the board of directors, to where, because it's a bittersweet thing. I want to see GameStop survive because of like people I know work there. Like, there's still people who work there, man. People need jobs, but sometimes some things need to end. And maybe the end of this run for GameStop. They had an amazing run. They did a lot for the industry as a whole, but sometimes you may just be at the end of your line, and it's okay to say that. We definitely would probably never see anything like GameStop ever again, because it just was so pivotal in the gaming community or industry, and I don't think it could be really duplicated or multiplied into another type of run like they had in the early 2000s, man. So, yeah, those are my thoughts on the whole subject. But I want to hear what you guys think. You know, you can follow me all the time at on all of my social media platforms at Bobbo FNN. That's B-O-B-B-O FNN. You can check out my YouTube channel at The Friendly Neighborhood Nerd Bobbo. You can go ahead and follow me on Facebook as well at Your Friendly Neighborhood Nerd. Go ahead and hit us up and talk to me about this, man. I want to know what you guys think about this whole development with GameStop. Do you think Reggie will be able to save it? Or do you think it's just time for GameStop to kind of be put out in the pasture? Of course, if you guys want to support the block and support my brand, you guys can do the most good and the most support at my Patreon. Patreon.com/Bobbo. That's Patreon.com/B-O-B-B-O. And as well, go check out our sponsor for this week, the Living Heroes Kickstarter. My homie Steph I Will and all of her artists are available at BWIT_webcomic on Instagram and Parenthood Activated on Instagram as well. You can check her out at Steph_I_Will on Twitter and Instagram. So you guys definitely will be in the loop with my weekly sponsor. Again, 17 more days to go, guys. 17 more days for this campaign, and we will be hopefully getting a physical copy of Living Heroes in our hand, man. You guys help us get to our stretch goal. That's what we're aiming for. That's what we're gunning for. Go ahead and check out that bonus episode of the podcast between me and Stephanie for my Creators in Color interview series. So yeah, I'm super excited, super happy about that. The Wonderground Media Network will be launching really soon, so definitely be on the lookouts for that. I will be able to give you guys more information, but you can follow us on all social media platforms at WonderPod. That's WUNDERPOD. Again, that's WUNDERPOD. So yeah, of course, you can hit me up there, and also just be on the lookout for how we put out all the new shows and stuff, okay? Oh, man. Besides that, go ahead and give this show a 5-star review on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and iHeartRadio. And I love you guys, man. And I don't say it enough, but you guys really support me, and I really thank you for that, all right? So it's been me, your friendly neighbor nerd, the Bobbo, and I will be signing off until next week when we're back on regular schedule, all right? Peace.